we're not in the studio together, because if we were...
We got to go to the top of the hour here. I'm just going to let Melissa and Seth go ahead and work this out between them as we go to commercial break, everybody.
I'm calling you.
I won't answer. I won't answer.
You better.
Keep on listening on 103. Right here at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. People in Washington, D.C. are still talking about yesterday's big sonic boom caused by F-16 fighter jets. They were racing to rein in a small plane that was flying out of control and eventually crashed in Virginia. CBS's Jeff Begays is there.
The plane was registered to a Florida-based company owned by John and Barbara Rumpel. Speaking to the New York Times, John Rumpel said that his daughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were aboard the plane. And in a post on a Facebook page appearing to belong to Barbara Rumpel, she wrote, "My family is gone, my daughter and granddaughter."
The NTSB is at the crash site this morning looking into what happened. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley talked to CBS Mornings today after her big town hall yesterday in Iowa. One of the biggest topics was abortion.
I am unapologetically pro-life, but it's a very personal issue. I'm pro-life because my husband was adopted. I'm pro-life because I had trouble having my children. And what I think we need to do is understand everybody has a story. I don't judge people for being pro-choice any more than I want them to judge me for being pro-life.
Haley also tackled tough questions on veterans' health care and border security. Gun violence is considered a serious public health threat in the U.S., but teachers are reportedly split about packing heat in class. CBS's Astrid Martinez explains.
A Rand Corporation survey finds 1 in 5 teachers say they would be interested in carrying a gun to school. 20% believe teachers carrying a gun would make schools safer, but 54% believed armed teachers would make schools less safe.
Texas police say one person died in a shooting while getting a haircut at a mall yesterday in San Antonio. Whitney Roundtree took cover with her daughter.
We were just in a store and all of a sudden everybody just started running and they said, "There's a shooter. We're going to lock it down." And so at that point, we were just escorted to the back of the store and prayed for safety.
Police say this was a targeted attack. More schoolgirls are getting poisoned overseas. Here's CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
Afghan police say 60 girls are hospitalized after being poisoned at their school in northern Afghanistan. This is the latest in a string of such incidents there. There have also been similar incidents in neighboring Iran, in which more than 13,000, mostly female students, have been sickened since November.
25 strikes and then you're out, at least in Germany, where a court just gave an 82-year-old man his very last warning to avoid jail time for dealing drugs. Grandpa's got 24 prior convictions, mostly for selling weed. He told the judge he just wanted to improve his pension. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
The battle against rust and corrosion with PB Blaster at O'Reilly Auto Parts. PB Blaster quickly busts loose rusted, corroded, or frozen parts. PB Blaster is great for everything from bolts to frozen locks. Right now, pick up an 11-ounce bottle of PB Blaster for just $6.99, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 81, westerly winds around 5 miles per hour.
Overcast skies. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 59. Slight chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 77. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it's treating you good for this June 5th, 2023, 9:05 on the clock. Got your host, James, here. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning, good morning.
And Seth Habager.
Good morning, everyone.
We got good fun stuff lined up for you this hour. We got a That Ain't Right story or two, some good stories of the day we'll touch on, maybe a little entertainment news, we'll see. But of course, it is 9 on a Monday. You know what that means, everybody. It is time to open the kitchen. Something good.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to The Kitchen's Open here on WFHR. Some things may have changed, but this segment is still here. Today, we're going to talk about the sound of food.
Mm. The sound of food?
Uh-huh. Hmm. Yeah.
Were you listening to your plants grow over the weekend?
Hey! Now, you know, plants actually have a lot to say. But only if you're
close enough.
But, you know, it's true. Or if you don't water them, then they have a lot to say.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, before we get too deep into that, we need to thank our sponsor. The Kitchen's Open is sponsored this week by Chatterbox Catering, a full service catering company equipped for all of your catering needs.
That's right. This is the last week of sponsorship by Chatterbox, but Kathy's not going anywhere. If you're looking for the right caterer for your summer gatherings, or maybe even to get one on the books for your family reunion this fall, you'll want to call Kathy.
That is correct. Kathy's homemade sauces and foods are delicious, and they're even better enjoyed outdoors. Make your party planning easy by calling Kathy at 715-712-3393. We'll tell you that number again at the end of the segment. All right, Melissa. Please explain what you mean by the sound of food.
Okay, well, when we're talking about food, we usually mention the smells, the tastes, the textures, right? But there's a whole another food sensation that doesn't get as much attention, and that's the sound.
You're correct, Mel. Dr. Charles Spence says sound is the forgotten flavor sense. He's a professor of experimental psychology and the head of cross-model research lab at the University of Oxford.
Mm. That's right. Professor Spence, Dr. Spence, I'm not really sure how you correctly use PhD in a title when you're talking. But he's a fascinating person. He specializes in neuroscience-inspired multisensory design. And when I started researching this topic, I found his book, Gastrophysics, The New Science of Eating. I was actually able to check it out through Libby on the app on my local library. It looks like a wonderful and interesting book. He covers a variety of topics in the book, including all of the five senses and even a chapter on memories of food. Now, I just had to focus on the chapter about sound in the interest of time, but I hope to go back and read the whole thing.
Yeah. So, are we talking about the sound when you eat food or the sound when you make food?
Ooh.
Actually, both, Seth. Dr. Spence said that when we hear what we eat and drink, what we hear when we eat and drink plays a bigger role than we realize. The sound when you crunch into a crispy kettle chip, or even the sound of dishes rattling in the kitchen.
Wait, is this like Pavlov's dog kind of stuff?
Yeah. Kind of, but without the horrific torture.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's good.
The Russian scientist Ivan Pavlov devoted his life in the late 18 and early 19th centuries to understanding the conditional reflex, which is now known as the Pavlovian response or Pavlovian conditioning. He discovered that dogs learned to associate food with sounds before it was put in front of them. The methods he used to discover this are not something I want to talk about on this show, would definitely not be tolerated today. But he is known throughout the world of psychology, and his theories have heavily influenced the study of psychology and behavioralism even today.
Okay, can we get back to more pleasant topic of the crunchy food?
Yeah,
right. Of course. So, Professor Charles Spence showed through his research that there's a direct correlation between crunchiness of a food and how it's perceived. He did this by modifying the sound people would hear when they bit into a chip. Now, this was a 2015 study that he did. The participants rated 180 Pringle chips on their freshness or crispness over the course of an hour.
What do you sign up for that?
Yeah.
Right? So now what he did is he manipulated the loudness of the crunch and the frequency composition through their headphones in real time. According to wellandgood.com, he found that when the overall sound level was increased, or when the high-frequency sounds were boosted, participants rated chips as tasting both significantly crisper and fresher.
This response is actually related to human evolution. Fresh foods tend to be noisier when you eat them and have a higher nutrient value. This may be why we like noisier foods. It signals freshness.
James, that might be true, but that doesn't make crunchy potato chips health food.
I thought I was really onto something for a second there.
Oh, man.
But yes, I know. That means fruits and vegetables. In my defense, Dr. Spence claimed in one of his studies that any tasty and crunchy product is processed by the brain as healthy. So my brain thinks it is.
Well, don't worry. We're going to talk about healthy and crispy potato chips in the recipe part of the segment, all right?
We'll get there.
Still want those kettle chips.
So the crunch in food tells our brains it's fresh and tasty, but crunchy foods are also fun.
That's true. Remember what it was like when you were a kid and you chewed as loudly as you could just for the fun of it? Oh, my parents remember that. Some adults I know still do that with their gum when they think no one is around.
Yeah. Or sometimes they just don't care.
Yeah.
There was this one lady in the airport when I was on my way to... Okay, well, we won't get into that. My mom always chastised me if I was chewing my gum loudly. She would say I sounded like a cow chewing its cud. but it was fun. I still like snapping my gum, but only when no one else is around.
I could wax poetically about gum, but what I'm actually more interested in is the history of crunchy foods, like potato chips.
Well, the history of the crunchy snack is shrouded in controversy. Should have said it that way. The most common story originates in Saratoga Springs, New York, at the Moon Lake Lodge Resort. Supposedly in 1853, the railroad tycoon Cornelius Vanderbilt thought the French fried potatoes he was served were too thick and soft. He sent them back to the chef, George Speck. Speck, whose professional name was Crumb. Nice. He was the son of an African-American father and a Native American mother. He was a gifted but grumpy cook. With a name like Crumb, I don't blame him. According to the legend, to get back to at his complaining customer, Crumb cut the next serving of potatoes super thin and fried them in the grease until they were browned. To his surprise, Vanderbilt loved them, and the potato chip was born.
Now, there are several problems with this story. According to History.com, historian T.J. Stiles said that there's no way that the complaining customer was Vanderbilt. He wrote the Pulitzer Prize-winning biography, The First Tycoon. The Epic Life of Cornelius Vanderbilt. So you'd think he would know. The other issue is that Crumb wasn't recognized in his lifetime for inventing the potato chip. He was widely known for celebrated across the U.S. for his book trout, lake bass, woodcock, and partridge. He was perhaps the first celebrity chef in America, but nobody was talking about his potato chips. Interesting.
And here's an interesting twist to the Crumb story. When his sister, Catherine Adkins Wicks, died at the age of 103, her obituary claimed she was the originator of the potato chip.
Whoa.
She worked in the kitchen with Crumb and was familiarly known, I can never say that word, familiarly,
yeah, that's one of those words.
Whatever.
Yeah.
People most called her Aunt Kate or Aunt Katie. In one story, it was she, not Crumb, who sliced the potatoes paper thin in a moment of pique because of a disgruntled customer. In another rendition, she accidentally dropped a thin slice of potato skin she was peeling into a boiling pot of fat. When she pulled it out, that's when the potato chip was born.
There are several other claims to the invention of the crispy snack. I like the more recent theory, which was apparently first advanced by historian T.J. Stiles. Once again, he said the Moon Lake potato chips preceded even Crumb and Wicks. He found an article from 1849 in the New York Herald that talked about the fame of Eliza the cook for crisping potatoes. I think we should call it that, crisping potatoes. Yeah. It stated that scores of people visit the lake and carry away specimens of the vegetable as prepared by her as curiosities. Unfortunately, Eliza's last name has been lost to history.
Did you know that it wasn't until 1954 that potato chips were first sold with any flavoring on them? Before that, commercially sold potato chips came from with a packet of salt you could pour over them.
Oh, wow.
But in the 50s, Joseph Spud Murphy, who owned the Tato potato chip company in Dublin, Ireland, asked one of his employees to find a way to flavor the chips. According to an article by Lorraine Bellman, Seamus Burke invented the cheese and onion flavor that is widely popular in Britain to this day.
Hmm.
They were also responsible for popularizing flavored potato chips worldwide. When we talk about flavored potato chips in the U.S., some common flavors come to mind, like sour cream and onion, barbecue, cheddar and sour cream. But in other countries, they have flavors I've never seen here, like mint chips in India, ham chips in Spain, prawn cocktail in the U.K., and paprika in Germany.
Huh.
Now, that last one, I would definitely try. The others, I guess I would because they don't seem to have any dairy in them. And most flavored chips in the U.S. do.
Mm-hmm. They've got shrimp-flavored ones in Japan, too. I've had those. Those are actually pretty good. Well, you can always make it yourself, Melissa. Then you can put on them whatever you want.
Oh, awesome. That's true. Are we at recipe time?
Why, yes. Yes, we are, James.
Yay.
Homemade potato chips are delicious.
Now, I won't lie to you and say they're easier to make than opening up a bag, but they really are worth the effort. And the best part is you only need three ingredients.
Unless you want to make them flavored.
Mm. Well, of course. But yes, you really only need potatoes, oil, and salt. Now, I found this recipe on servefromscratch.com. Now, the best potatoes to use are ones high in starch and low in moisture, like russets, Idahos, or even sweet potatoes. If you're planning on getting into chip making on a regular basis, you'll want to invest in a kitchen gadget called a mandolin. If you don't already have one, it can make slicing your potatoes super thin really easy. But to be successful making chips at home, you really only need to have a sharp knife and some slicing skills on the cutting board.
I'm just going to keep my big hands out of this one. I'm just going to move away from my...
Oh, now I know what to get you for Christmas, James. So after you slice the potatoes, you want to soak them in an ice bath. This step is super important. It pulls out the excess starches out of the chips, and it helps the cells seal up. The result is a crispier chip, and they also won't stick together as easily when you're frying them.
Ah, yes, the elusive potato pile chip.
Now, next, you'll want to drain them well and pat them dry. It's best to use a kitchen towel and put a single layer of potatoes on it, and then pat them with paper towels. Then you can transfer them to another container and repeat until you have all the sliced potatoes as dry as you can get them.
Okay, sliced potatoes, check. Wet potatoes, check. Dry potatoes, check. Got it.
Now comes the fun part, frying them in hot oil. You want your oil between 350 and to 365 degrees. Add in a batch of your prepped potatoes and stir them often with a slotted spoon. You'll want to pay attention and make sure you're moving them around pretty constantly so they brown evenly and do not stick together. Once they're nicely browned, remove them from the oil and put them on a single layer on paper towels. Once they've drained, you can sprinkle them with salt or, Melissa, add your other seasonings.
Yeah, yeah. I want to try that paprika seasoning. I even have that in the cupboard.
I'm trying to think of something weird. What about maple flavored?
Mm.
Okay, now that I have said it into the universe, I kind of want to try it. wait, hold up. I just found a recipe for bacon maple sweet potato chips. But this sounds a little complicated. First, I have to make something called pig candy, I think I'm saying. And then I have to bake them. Melissa, help me, please.
Okay, baking potato chips is not all that complicated, and you don't even have to slice your potatoes as thin, James.
That is true. And pig candy is just bacon dipped in brown sugar and baked. Not hard, but it takes a little time.
That is a mean name. I'm sorry. That is a mean name to call it that. Like a pig candy.
Yeah. Melissa, tell us about baking versus deep frying. I'm guessing that will be a little healthier?
Yes, but you still have to use oil when you bake them. So this recipe I found on bowlofdelicious.com. After you've sliced your potatoes, put them in a bowl and drizzle them with about 1 tablespoon of olive oil. You don't want to use a lot or they'll burn easier, and you'll need to use your hands for this part.
Oh, this could be a fun way to get kids involved. They like to get their hands dirty in the kitchen.
That's true. Just be sure that every surface of each slice is covered with a thin layer of oil. And then you can arrange them on a parchment-covered baking sheet. You don't want any overlapping, but they can touch. And this is when you add your salt or other seasonings. So, James, for yours, you'll need to mix melted butter with maple syrup mm-hmm. and brush or rub it all over your sweet potato slices instead of the oil. Mm. Then you bake them in a 425-degree oven for about 15 to 20 minutes. Mm. Now, here's a pro tip. Turn off the oven and let the chips sit in there cooling for 15 or even up to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. It will help them crisp up a bit more and dehydrate them. But you'll need to keep an eye on them or they'll get too crispy and possibly burn. Mm,
that sounds delicious. But I got to ask, where does this old pig candy thing come into play?
Well, if you're making those, you'll only bake your sweet potato chips coated in butter and maple syrup and sprinkled with salt and pepper for about 15 minutes. And actually, those ones can be completely overlapped in a big giant pile. But you'll want to watch them until they're very brown at the edges. You might even want to stir them up a couple times. And then you garnish them with your crumbled pig candy and fresh parsley.
I think they sound great for a Thanksgiving side dish.
I agree. Mm. And I found that recipe for everybody on today.com, believe it or not.
And believe it or not, we've run out of time again. Mm. We have really enjoyed having Chatterbox Catering as our very first sponsor on our Kitchens Open segment. We have to say goodbye to Kathy and her staff for now. But you should call them and say hello if you're looking for a great caterer.
That's right. Kathy can help you with all your party menu planning and even give suggestions if you're not sure what you want. Be sure to call Chatterbox at 715-712-3393 for your first step in party planning.
That's right. That number again is 715-712-3393. Chatterbox Catering will cook you up something good. Side note, we are looking for our next sponsor. If you're interested, you can email me directly at melissa.k@civicmedia.us or simply call the office and ask for Ashley. That number is 715-424-1300. And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
For now, we will have another Kitchens Open segment for you next Monday. Mm-hmm. Be listening for that in this 9 o'clock hour. For right now, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, our good friend Bill Heck will be with us with our monthly Veterans Update here on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
It's a new cutting-edge, locally owned business, and best of all, everything there is Bella approved. Bow Wow Meow Boutique is opening a new location in Stevens Point early this summer. You'll find a special outdoor area and pet grooming, along with a cat section and the same great made-in-the-USA treats, chews, toys, collars, and more. Just like the original Bow Wow Meow offers your fur rents in Wisconsin Rapids, your pet is sure to approve. When you shop Bow Wow Meow Boutique's new location, 3449 Church Street in Stevens Point.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 81, westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 59. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, James here with you, and right now we are joined, like we are every beginning of the month, by our good friend Bill Heck with our monthly Veterans Update. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Great day, huh?
How have you been, Bill?
All right. I you know, all weekend we did the orange blossoms this weekend. People kept saying, you know, have a good day. And I said, well, how can you help but have a good day? You're in Wisconsin.
That's right. Nicely. Nice.
That's
it's a true statement. Nice. True statement.
You know, I look at things. I we have our weather events and all, but there's no hurricanes, none of that kind of stuff.
True. Yeah, yeah. You really can't complain too much.
Small tornado every 5 years.
Yeah, you know, something like that. There you go. Yeah, it really could be a lot different in a lot of other locations. What do we have going on veteran-wise?
Well, I'd like to first off take this opportunity to thank the people of Central Wisconsin. We had a record-breaking orange blossom distribution this past weekend.
Oh, good.
We were in several locations in Rapids, and we did three locations in Marshfield as well, and the people of Central Wisconsin are great for events.
Yeah, they are.
It's just great. It's just wonderful. Well, let me get some of the upcoming events here we got coming. June the 8th, we have a VVA chapter meeting at 6 p.m. June the 10th, we got a brat fry at West Grand. June the 14th, Heroes Cafe. June the 15th, VFW post meeting at 6 p.m. June 24th, brat fry on West Grand. June 28th, another Heroes Cafe. And July the 1st, we're going to need some help out there. We're going to be picking up the flags at the cemetery for Memorial Day. On the 12th of July, that's our first cafe, and we're going to have a major announcement about the cafe. I think people will like it.
Good.
I've been looking for somebody to take over. And, that's all I'll say.
Okay, all right. Good to know.
We haven't started. Tomorrow, we're going to start an eagle raffle. I'm sure you've seen some of the eagles that Rich Ehlert from Vesper makes.
Yeah.
There's one in Grace's. There's one at the VA.
Yep.
We've got one we're going to be raffling off. It's currently at the Elks Club.
Hmm.
And we're going to start the raffle on D-Day, the 6th of June.
Hmm.
And we're going to end the raffle on the 11th of November, which is Veterans Day.
I like that, Bill. That's really smart.
Rich really makes some beautiful eagles.
Yeah, too. He does. Yeah.
And we're going to sell our tickets for $2 a piece, six for $10.
Nice.
And it's going to be a long raffle, but it's, you know.
Well, I'd say a really fun idea and very meaningful with those dates. Very well done.
Right now, we can get anybody that comes in the Elks Club can get tickets. Also at the Heroes Cafe.
Okay.
Now, we're going to take it out where some of the members that come to the cafe will also have tickets, and we'll publish that out and let everybody know where they can get tickets.
Cool.
And again, the raffle will be drawn on the 11th of November. The next honor flight is 25th of September. The next one after that is the 16th of October.
Yeah.
I've got an address here. I'll leave with you for mail call.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll make sure to mention that in our shows and over the back fence.
Okay. And then I have another large announcement. At the last Heroes Cafe, Quilts of Valor one.
Okay.
We got together and we came up with an idea. We'd given out 240 quilts through the cafe.
Wow.
I got to adding them up, and I bounced my list off of the list that the ladies have, and I found out only 24 of them are female.
Huh.
And I know there are a lot more female vets in this area. So we came up with this idea. We're next May, on the 25th, I believe it is, the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, we're going to have an all-female vet Quilts of Valor.
Wow.
Aww.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
I am asking you and everybody else around, if you know a female vet, have her get in touch with me.
Yeah.
We've got a year. Here's the thing. Normally, we give out 12 to 18 quilts.
Yeah.
Well, if we do this right, we should be giving out 30 to 40 quilts.
Wow. Yeah.
That makes it tough on the local quilt.
Yeah, that's true.
So took this idea to the national gal, and the national gal said she would have other chapters contribute. We can get as many female vets as we want.
Wow.
and that other quilt associations will help contribute to the
What a fantastic idea, Bill.
Yeah.
That's
I really
great.
Love this.
We want to try to get it in the East Junior High Fieldhouse because Lincoln Band is already committed to be there.
Nice.
Mm. I'm going to try to get some national news coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the first time it's ever been done by a quilting group that it was not all female.
Yeah,
you know, like if
there's
an all-female vet club, yeah, you can understand that.
What a great idea.
Oh, I've already got several nurses from the Wausau Seabot.
Great.
That were military. Well, they're still serving with the VA. So.
And we know how correct you are, you know, with this. It's just a matter of getting those names to you. How will people get those names to you?
Well, they'll call you.
Okay. All right.
I got my number at the bottom of the sheet I'm going to give you, and you can call me, or you can put it out. They can call me direct.
Yeah.
I'd like to just flood that field out.
Yeah, however you got to get these names to us, we'll get them to Bill. We'll make sure. If you get them to us, I'll make sure to get them to Bill. That's no problem. However, it's easiest for the audience to get them to us, just so we can get these names and celebrate these women.
We're going to try to make this a really major event, something they will remember the rest of their life. We're going to have a dinner for them afterwards.
Nice.
You know, it's...
That's a great idea, Bill.
It's just something... That's not normally done.
Yeah, right.
We get an occasional female bet once in a while, Nicole Savella, but I'd like to do just strictly female
bets. I love
bets.
It.
That's a great idea.
Okay. We're looking forward to that, Bill.
And that's
all I got right now.
Okay,
all right. Well, Bill, before we let you go, again, if you want to give your number, or is there any information we can get to people? I can do it, too.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get that out there to people.
My number, if you want to get in touch with me, is 26, area code 262-496-3198. Just leave me a message, and I'll get back with you, get you the form. Yeah. And getting a quilt next May.
All right.
And for the Never Forgotten Honor Flight, that address is, and you just want to put the honored veteran in the top title there, and CO Never Forgotten Honor Flight, 225780 Rib Mountain Drive, number 780. That's 225780 Rib Mountain Drive, number 780 in Wausau, Wisconsin, 54401. I can get this address to anybody out there that wants it. Just email me, just message me, and we'll get it right to you, everybody.
And they can address it to a specific veteran or honored veteran as
Gotcha.
Well.
Okay. Thank
Mail
you.
Mail call's a big thing on that honor.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
It is a big thing. And I cannot tell you how much we appreciate you, Bill. Thanks so much for joining us this morning and every month as you do. We're looking forward to talking again next month already.
Glad to be here. You know,
Thanks, Bill.
It's a fine day in Wisconsin.
It is.
Mr. Rogers used to say a wonderful day in your neighborhood.
Yes.
Here you are.
Appreciate you, Bill. Thank you for the time.
Thanks a lot.
We're going to take a quick commercial. We're actually going to get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. A 41-year-old Antigo man has been arrested after a domestic dispute that involved him holding two children hostage and threatening to shoot officers. The incident began on Saturday when officers responded to a home on Pierce Avenue in Antigo. The man barricaded himself and the two children inside the home before issuing threats to the officers. Tactical units were able to rescue the children, but negotiations continued with the man into the morning hours of Sunday before he was arrested. The 41-year-old man is being held in custody pending formal charges for numerous crimes. Portage County Emergency Services and school personnel worked together on simulated active shooter training, which began on Friday. According to WSAW, over 10 departments and 70 staff members trained at Pacelli Catholic High School in Stevens Point in an active shooter type scenario. There have been over 200 mass shootings in the U.S. so far this year. It's a difficult subject, but local emergency personnel feel training is necessary to keep the community safe. The price of gas fell almost 10 cents in the last week. The average across the state is $3.43. Prices are still higher than a month ago, but $1.38 cheaper than this time last year. According to GasBuddy, Saudi Arabia is cutting production to keep global supplies tight. This could drive prices up as early as midweek. Analysts say drivers don't need to worry yet. The increase in prices should be fairly small. The Rafters lost two games over the weekend, making them 2-5 for the season so far. They lost to the Dock Spiders on Friday 6-9. Beat them on Saturday 1-0, then lost to the Madison Mallards at home 8-5. They'll play the Mallards again tonight for the second game in the series. Play starts at 6:05 at Witter Field. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Expand your outdoor living space with the help of S. Johnson Lawn Service in Marshfield. S. Johnson Lawn Service is more than just lawn care. Their team specializes in custom designs, complete remodels, and efficient lawn spray fertilizer application. With over 100 years of landscaping experience, S. Johnson Lawn Service can create a beautiful outdoor space for you and your family. Call 715-305-4729. That's 715-305-4729. Or visit them online at sjohnsonlawnservice.com. Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Want to adopt a pet but aren't sure where to start? Join WFHR at Petpalooza Sunday, June 11th at the Southwood County Humane Society. Meet your potential new pet and get great animal care advice from these honored local guests. Experts in what they do, including food and treats from the Fed store, specialty toys, chews, leashes, and more with Bow Wow Meow, grooming tips from paws to tail, plus training and boarding ideas from the Rough Ranch, all Wisconsin Rapids-based businesses. It's Petpalooza, Sunday, June 11th from 10 to 4 at the Southwood County Humane Society, 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Brought to you by these pet-loving sponsors, the Rough Ranch, Sparhawk Trucking, Express Recycling, Crockett Septic, and PepsiCo in Wisconsin Rapids, Current Technologies and Port Auto Service in Port Edwards, and locally grown radio WFHR. See you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 81, westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 59. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I love this song. Good song. Good song.
Yeah.
Not exactly a wake you up kind of song.
Yeah, everyone should be awake by now.
Yeah, it's a good point. It is 9:30.
It is 9:30.
It's a good point. It's a very good point.
But, yeah, nap time.
Yeah, right.
Mid-morning nap.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you right now. And appreciate everybody joining us this morning. Thanks so much, everybody. We've been having a lot of fun around here. And we're going to continue to have fun, but I need everybody to put on their mature hats.
Oh, okay. Man.
Put on your mature hats. Everybody needs to be mature. Now, our audience doesn't have to. Our audience, you guys can go ahead.
You guys can be as juvenile as you want.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But we here as a staff.
Professionals here.
We are. We have our head of our news department here, Melissa Kay, of course. We have our head of production. We've got some serious stuff to talk about here. In a recent poll, 25% of Americans said that they are not a fan of sports in general, but that probably depends on how you define sports. Sweden has done something interesting. Now, to longtime listeners, you know we have some listeners out there in Sweden.
We
say good morning or afternoon to them. Sweden has become the first country to register sex as a sport.
Really? Really?
And later this week, they will host the first ever European Sex Championship.
What?
I don't know if we want to know what that belt looks like. It is a lot more structured than you'd think. The championship is being organized by the Swedish Sex Federation. I did not even know that existed.
Don't look up their website at work.
No, do not look up any of this at work.
Delete.
And it's open to anyone from any European country. This year's competitors have already been chosen.
Okay.
What?
20 representatives from different European countries will take part. The championship will last a few weeks, with daily competitions lasting for 6 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah. According to the organizers, the focus of sex as a sport is on the maximizing pleasure, so the more pleasure your partner experiences, etc., etc., etc. Participants will be judged on creativity, strong emotions, imagination, physical fitness, endurance, and workability. The final scores will be determined from a panel of judges, as well as audience votes. It's unclear how you can qualify for audience. There's a lot here. Now, first up, I want to get to something real quickly here right away.
All right.
Keep one thing in mind with this whole entire conversation. Mm-hmm. This is happening in Europe, where they are not even close to as bent up as we are about sex.
100%. Mm-hmm.
They are way better about this than we are. Yep. We are very...
uptight,
tight laced.
Yeah. I would say about
something
this
like that.
In our country and
yeah.
Everything. Now on a person by person thing, when you're just talking solo, it's one thing. But on a wide conversation like this, where we're talking to you out there and we're having this conversation here and stuff, it gets uncomfortable for people.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
Let's just own that right away. It's awkward. It's a little uncomfortable.
I think the part of anatomy of a murder. Yeah. You're gonna be panties. When Jimmy Stewart says, "Let's get it out of your system now.
Just get it out of your system. Just panties. And everything."
There you go.
I just want to know how far this will go. I want to know if this will be like 5-10 years from now. Oh, they're having the sex championships again over there in Europe. I'm really curious.
Or will it become an Olympic sport?
Yeah.
Well, they missed a golden opportunity in marketing. Why didn't they call it the Sex Olympics?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. They call it the Sex Champion. That's kind of boring. Olympics sounds better.
It is very boring.
Come on, the marketing people. Come on, Sweden.
Why didn't they ask you?
Now, I will say this too. Say you were the person that wins this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to believe you. imagine going up to your buddies and saying, "Yeah, I'm the sex champion of Europe."
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Nobody's ever going to believe that. Nobody. It sounds like the lamest pickup line probably ever too. It's a, I won the championship. And you'd also God help us if a man wins this. Because that guy will never walk anywhere without that championship trophy.
Yeah, he'll be carrying. He could weigh 100 pounds, and he would. Yeah,
watch old football players or NBA players that have won a championship like in the '40s or like '60s or whatever, still walking around with that
giant ring on there. Yeah,
you go ahead and try to test me if I'm wrong about this.
I'm guessing that the prize is going to actually be a choker. as opposed to a ring or something else.
It may still be a ring, just one you don't wear on your finger.
Hey-o! Oh, there you go.
Hard to show that off, though, there Seth.
I know, you really can't. You got indecency laws that you have to deal with, right?
Questions, though, is it one winner, or is it, do you sign up as a team? Because, it is kind of a team sport.
It's a good point. It's a very strong point right there. Yes. I've heard of this happening a lot more in tennis than anywhere else, where you have two great tennis players, they team up to be partners, but one is better than the other, so it's an awkward moment of, okay, I gotta ask a new partner in, because we want to win, so if you want me to win, I gotta have a new partner here. That whole different conversation all of a sudden.
It sounds like a recipe for disaster, it really does.
It sounds like a quick way to break up. Sounds like an ending of a relationship.
I'm sorry,
right
hon,
there.
But I gotta win the,
On a serious note, do you think that something like I don't know that something like this could ever exist in the States, but I do think that we do need to get over our uncomfortableness about sex. We gotta get over this.
Having a conversation about it can be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
In this country.
Yeah.
As is proven with everything that's going on.
I want to be specific about this here. I don't mean that we need to be more open about what's going on in your house. House.
Like, we don't need specifics.
No, don't need specifics.
It's a private thing.
But just in general, talking about sex, I think we need to be better about this. We've already learned from this in history, okay? What are you? Anytime the family center joins us, what do we talk about? Since the dawn of relationships and domestic violence, we've talked like this about it. And that's why we're in the situation we're in now, where we're trying to make up for lost time and trying to balance the scales and everything. It's not that different. The two worlds are tied together, obviously.
And something that's very tied very closely to that, comprehensive sex education for young people.
Yes.
It's better they know what is all involved in this. It makes more sense.
Yes. And sex is a very vital part of a healthy, you know, romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it sure is.
Ain't a dang one of us here without it.
That's true. That's right.
It feels like a pretty important topic that kids should be very up to date on.
What does it mean? What happens? All these kinds of things. Mm-hmm. The ups and downs. Oh, that was bad.
No.
Why? Oh, I just did a James there. Oh.
Important to talk about.
I have to go on that. We have to go. A quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun. On the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Otherwise, more clouds than sun. High temperatures reach up to 81. West winds around 5 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 59. Cloudy. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. 77.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki.
Currently, it's 69.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. You know, I remember hearing this song tons growing up, and I never minded it, but I could, for the life of me, I have no idea who the artist is.
Howard Jones.
It is Howard Jones.
It is Howard Jones, yeah.
It is Howard Jones, okay. Yeah.
Underrated artist in the 80s. He had a couple of big hits.
I was going to say, he had a couple. Had a couple of them. Couldn't think of it. Thank you for that, though. That was bugging me.
You recognize the voice.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James taking it right to the top of the hour. Just real quickly, we're going to get to some local good stories of the day in a moment, but I got one that I want to touch on right away. You. Every one of you out there.
Yeah.
I've been hearing from people all morning that they have been listening. They joined us in WIRI and moved with us over here. We appreciate that. We do this job for you, This is about you. If we're not doing the, if you're not doing radio for the audience, you're not doing radio right, period.
Right.
And if you guys don't come first out there, then you're not doing this right. And we appreciate you guys. Appreciate your feedback. Appreciate you all joining us on the show here and everything. It's been a lot of fun. We're going to be, as we go along here and fine tuning and getting this just how we, you guys want it and we want it and everything, we're going to have more and more fun. Get to do this together. This isn't us dictating this to you as an audience. This is what we're going to do. No, we want to hear from you. We want to work with you on this and find out what works and what doesn't.
That's right.
So we encourage you to your feedback about that and appreciate everything that we've already heard. You guys are awesome. Appreciate you. One of the things that I wanted to touch on real quickly, because we already had kind of a That I Write story a little bit ago there. I did want to mention this one right here, this feature That I Write story.
All right.
The U.S. Postal Service just released its annual report on dog attacks.
Oh, no.
They say that more than 5,300 of their employees were attacked last year.
Ooh.
Oh, my.
Yikes.
And that's actually down a bit from 2021 when there was over 5,400 attacks.
Mm.
Ooh.
California and Texas were the top two states again, which makes sense since they have the most people.
That's true.
One in five attacks happen in those states. But there's a few. There's a new number one city for dog attacks. Dog attacking mailman. Congratulations to Houston.
Dubious honor, but yes.
Second to first. Cleveland topped the list a year ago, but dropped to fourth this time. The top five cities for dog attacks for postal workers include Houston, L.A., Dallas, Cleveland, and San Diego.
All right, you dogs.
Dog owners.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. We shouldn't necessarily blame the dogs.
Well, I will say this, though. You know, postal workers are paid so much money. It's such a cushy job. They can put... Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry.
A minute.
I was thinking of something completely different. Oh, that's right. It's a government job that we don't give any credit to, and all we do is complain about when their job isn't done right. But when they do the job right...
We don't say anything.
Yeah, yeah. There was a time and place when, because we've talked about this with tipping, where I don't, if it's not a normal tipping situation, how we feel about it and everything. But one of, I think, the coolest things when I was growing up, my nan and papa, my parents, every Christmas, give something to the mailman. It was never anything huge, not a gigantic prize, usually like a gift card or something like that. But I always thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
It was a nice kind of thing of like, hey, we appreciate you all year long doing this, rain or shine. Mm-hmm. You get our mail to us. Thank you so much. I know that we are not as dependent as we used to be on mail, but that doesn't mean our manners have to go away. Like, that doesn't mean our class has to go away, the way we treat each other, especially people like this in this particular job. If you're not going to do something like that, at the very least, keep a dog inside. We've all heard over the last 4 or 5 years how hard it is on our postal service. Do you guys want a world where there is no postal workers? Like,
hey, not me.
Put your dog away.
Yeah.
I love dogs, but That Ain't Right story, Melissa hit right on the head. It is not the dog, is not the postal worker. It is you. It is you not putting
the
your
one
dog
who has
away.
Control over the dog. Yeah. Yes.
I'm not going to get mad at the dog for being a dog. A dog is a protective person. Even if a dog has seen that mailman the same day, same time for 5 years in a row, he thinks of him as a stranger. He is not a part of the pack. So he is going to let you know, and he's going to defend his household. That is what a dog does, and that is what one of the things we love about them. Mm-hmm. You can't turn that off. There's no off switch for that, so put the dog inside. Milwaukee came in on this list pretty low, so right under Minneapolis.
Okay.
So, pretty good.
We're better in the Midwest.
Yeah, that's not bad there. That's pretty cool. I wanted to touch on some local good stories real quick, and I want to start off actually with a local good story from me.
Oh, cool.
This weekend, I got to spend some time at the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo. They are open for the season, everybody. I encourage you to go check it out. They have tons of great animals over there. An amazing staff. Mm-hmm. Their petting zoo is open from 1 to 2. And I have been in a lot of petting. As a dad of three, I have been in a lot of petting zoos in my life.
Oh, yeah.
I am not exaggerating here. That is the coolest, greatest, friendliest petting zoo I've ever been in my life. By far and away.
That's awesome.
These animals couldn't wait to come up and say hi.
Yep.
They were so sweet and so friendly. And do yourself a favor and say hi to the goats. Say hi to the goats, people. They are awesome. They're waiting for you. It's right down the block from us over here. Go ahead and say hi to our friends over there at the zoo. And just as a quick note, I also wanted to mention, too, that Helen's Zoo House, that they again, at 1911 Gaynor Avenue here in Wisconsin Rapids, Thursday, June 8th, coming up this week, 11 and at 1, Zoozort going to be there.
Yes.
We love our fans.
That's a tradition here. They usually hear the first week of the summer vacation.
Mm-hmm. They got the mini horses, the goats, a llama over there that is really cool. A llama with a lot of personality.
My favorite, Z-Donk. They've got a Z-Donk there, man. Whoa. I love the Z-Donk.
They're really cool. Very cool.
And this is the second year with the kangaroos, right?
Yes.
Beautiful kangaroo exhibit. Mm-hmm. Really cool looking kangaroo exhibit with some really friendly kangaroos.
Yes.
Encourage you to support our zoo. Head on over there when you see zoo staff. Thank them. Say hi to them. And again, get ready for Zoozort coming up this Thursday, June 8th at 11 and at 1 over at Helen's Zoo House. Join us over there for free, family-friendly events, open to the public. Big shout-out to our Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo. Mm-hmm. Join them over there at 1911 Gaynor Avenue. Great place.
Yes, indeed.
Great, great place. Appreciate everybody over there and all the good work that they are doing. Also wanted to say a shout-out to our friends at the Southland County YMCA. Mm-hmm. They have summer camp kicking off today.
Yes. Ooh. Very cool.
I hope it's going well for
them. Yeah.
Encourage people to not only be a part of things at our Y and take on our new facilities and everything, our beautiful building over there.
Uh-huh.
Join them at swcymca.org, swcymca.org. Mm-hmm. You can also give them a call at 888-9622, 818-9622.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the great book giveaway is coming up Tuesday, June 6th.
Almost here.
It's tomorrow.
It starts tomorrow. Mm.
The first great book giveaway is taking place at the Think Academy Playground in Rudolph at 10:30 a.m. And then a little bit later, they'll be at the Wisconsin Rapids Zoo at 1:30.
Yeehaw.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, twofer.
Yeah.
Catch the zoo and the great book giveaway.
Yeah, that's right.
Wednesday, two events going on. One at the Ed Heuer Elementary School in Port Edwards at 10:30. And then right here in town in Rapids, at our good friends over at McMillan Memorial Library will be hosting one at 6.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's going to be a great one. We'll talk plenty of great ones coming up throughout the rest of the week, too. We'll touch on free event, free books, volunteers read to kids, child care centers, welcome. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a really fun event. A big shout out to our friends at the United Way of South Windham's Counties. Find out more by going to uwswac.org.
Yes.
Let's take a look at some world good stories. A mom and daughter from Syria came to the U.S. as refugees in 2014. They just graduated from college together.
That's so wonderful. Cool.
With honors.
Nice.
They went to William Patterson University in New Jersey. They both had to work jobs as well to make ends meet.
Of course. Mm. Yeah, very cool, though.
That was really cool.
Nice.
Good on them.
Yeah.
A dad in Tennessee is going viral after he abandoned his dreadlocks and shaved his head to support his 11-year-old daughter who's fighting cancer.
Oh.
He hadn't cut his hair in 9 years.
Wow.
And we're not talking about white boys with dreads here. We're talking about like actual cultural dreads here. For those that don't know, African-Americans, Jews, Native Americans, the hair is a part of our culture. Uh-huh. And growing it long is oftentimes a deep part of that. It isn't just simply shaving your head just to you know, that's all. Anybody that does that for their, you know, significant other or kids is awesome, is a hero. Yeah. That's really cool. It just has an added meaning to it.
Of solidarity, yeah.
Yep.
And a couple of, we focus in on some pets as we wrap up here. The world's oldest living cat just celebrated her 32nd birthday.
Wow. What? 32. That's an old cat.
That is an old cat.
I've never heard of one that old before. No. Her name is Rosie, and her owner is still waiting for Guinness to certify it. But the current record holder is only 27 years old.
Wow.
So got that.
Blow that one out of the water.
Yeah, definitely got that one beat. And the record for the longest tongue on a living dog has fallen again.
Oh, no.
I know we've all been paying attention to this and everything. A 3-year-old English settler in Arizona snagged it back in February, but now a mutt in Louisiana holds the record with a tongue that's 5 inches longer than her snout.
Oh, my goodness.
Something wrong, Melissa? With you know, like long dog tongues or something?
No.
You sound very squeamish right now. I don't understand what the...
Yeah.
I apologize. I didn't know that, Melissa. I didn't mean to make you squeamish. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hear that.
I'm enjoying this so much right now.
You would, brat.
Yeah. I've never actually felt for a Guinness World Record. Like the people that have to like test the record to find out that
pull the dog's tongue out. I don't know.
How do you measure a dog tongue? That's not like.
And good luck getting the dog to play along and everything too.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to talk more about this as we go along. But Cranberry Blossom Festival kicks off June 15th. Woo-hoo. Everybody,
almost here.
The 4-day festival brings tart and tasty fun to the Wisconsin Rapids area. It's one of our biggest events.
Yep.
We'll talk more. And Seth's got the Cranberry Blossom.
I got the shirt on from last year. Yeah.
He's all ready.
I wore mine yesterday.
Oh, very nice.
We're looking forward to that. We'll talk more about that in our segment here later in the week. And, of course, Rafter Baseball back on your radio dial tonight. Mm-hmm. But before that, our pregame will kind of kick off at 3. From 3 to 4, join us from Playmakers. Randy, Paul, and I will be here taking your phone calls. From 3 to 4 today, Playmakers will be brought to you, of course, by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out.
Nice.
Rafter Baseball tonight, pregame starts at 5:50 as we host the Madison Mallards, looking to get back in that win column. Mm-hmm. And maybe tomorrow, the Rafters will be in our good stories of the